Take your Bibles, turn to Luke tonight, please. Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1. I don't have it written down in front of me, but I believe C was for Christ, H was for hope, R was for redemption, righteousness, and riches. And then C-H-R-I was Emmanuel, S was the Son, T was the tree. That was last Sunday morning. And tonight, we're going to be looking at M in Christmas. I've enjoyed that this month. It gives me just kind of knowing the direction, and I get to meditate on it. And we went out caroling the other night. I don't think you mentioned that, did you, brother? Did you mention the caroling? Well, one of these days, Brother Jason will be a pastor, and I'm trying to help him. When people do a good job, you need to say, thank you. Y'all done a great job. Amen. Amen. At first, it looked like it was going to be a trio. I mean, for a long time on the parking lot, it was me and Brother Dale and Brother Jason. And then here come the Church of Jesus Christ, the Last Minute Saints. Amen. 6 o'clock, they come rolling in on two wheels down there. Amen. I told Jason and Brother Dale, I said, I guess y'all want me to do like that fellow on Andy Griffith. Remember when Barney was going to sing a little lower, a little lower, a little lower? I mean, he knows what I'm talking about. Amen. At least some of you do. Amen. That fellow behind the curtain, he started bellering it out, and Barney said, oh, my goodness, I didn't know I could do that. Amen. Amen. But y'all did a great job, Carolyn. And it meant a lot to people. It was easy to see that it meant a lot to people. And Sister Joy, I thought Bob was crazy till I got up the next morning. Everything around here was white. Amen. She called me and said, it looks like weather might be coming. I thought, well, it's just going to be cold. I got up and I looked down. I stayed at the shelter. I looked down here at the church and the roof was snow white. And all the grass around everything was white. I thought, when did it do that? I must have slept through that part. Amen. Amen. Tonight is M, and I actually, Brother Jason and I talk about this sometime, about pronouncing words. So I actually got on the internet. I didn't listen to Alexander Scorby because it's not actually part of the scripture. But I got on the internet and asked it to tell me how to pronounce this word. And Miss Eve pronounced it a little bit differently, and I just need to tell you, I feel the need. This time, I was right. I feel a definite need in my spirit to tell you that. Amen. Tonight, the M, it stands for the Magnificat. That's how you say it, or how you're supposed to say it, the Magnificat. And Miss Eve just had a cat on the end of it, but I'm glad there ain't no cat in the scripture. Amen? Amen. Let's read it together. And Mary said, verse 46, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. That's verse 46 down through verse 56 of Luke chapter 1. Pray with me a moment. Father, thank you tonight for the reading of the scripture. Thank you, Lord, tonight for Mary. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that she acknowledges our great God and the great things, Lord, that you had done in her life. I pray tonight, Lord, as we approach Christmas, that we'd learn something from this text tonight that would help us, Lord, in our walk with thee. Lord, it sure is good to know you. Sure is good, Lord, to know what Christmas really is all about. And I pray tonight, our Father, that you would help each one that's recovering from surgery, each one that's sick, don't feel well. God, I pray tonight that you'd just guard us, Lord, in this generation that we live in, and help us, and we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'd like you to take your Bible tonight, if you would. I have seven things I just want to make mention of tonight in this Magnificat. Some call it the Song of Mary. And by way of introduction tonight, I don't have a lot of notes, but I just want to share from my heart. I've been chewing on this for days. I thank God for Mary. There are some that make too much of Mary, but there are others that don't make enough of Mary. And I believe if God thought enough of Mary to choose her to carry the Son of God, that you and I ought to think enough of her to honor her, amen, in the Christmas season. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." The first word I want to give you, they all start with H tonight, is Mary was a hearer. She was a young Jewish woman, but I believe Mary knew something of the Word of God. Let me show you why that I believe that. If you have a Scofield Bible, there'll be a reference to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. We're going to turn back there tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. I want to read the prayer of Hannah, and I want you to see the similarities between the prayer of Mary and the prayer of Hannah. Let me say to you tonight, again, by way of introduction, I believe that if you study the life of Hannah, in those days it was kind of frowned upon if a woman could not have a baby. And Hannah wanted a baby. And it was kind of, you were kind of less than the least, so to speak, if you couldn't have children. And I can only imagine Mary being espoused to Joseph, looking forward to the day when possibly there was no guarantee, because she was going to get married, that she was going to have children. But when she could possibly have children by her husband. And then for all of this to take place, I believe it was a tremendous blessing in her life. She knows she's never been with a man, but yet she has the privilege of carrying the Son of God in her womb. I want you to look at this reason I believe she was a hearer. Look at chapter 2 of 1 Samuel and verse 1. "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." I believe there were people that poked fun at Hannah because she couldn't have children. And God came along and saw to it that she could. In chapter 2 and verse 2, "There is none holy as the Lord." Is anybody seeing the similarities? "There is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men," or the bows of the mighty men, "are broken, at that they stumbled or girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased. So that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and he bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifted up. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them, and the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. My point tonight is just this. Mary being a young Jewish woman, a virgin woman, that she had some knowledge, I believe, of the Jewish history. And I don't believe it's any accident that there are so many similarities in her prayer to God and her song that she offers up to God and the song of Hannah and the prayer of Hannah. I believe she was a hearer of the Word of God. Secondly tonight, I believe she was one that had a desire to honor God. The Bible said, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. I'll bring this out tonight. Beloved Paul said this. He said that I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. In order to magnify the Lord, it must come from the inner man. It must come from the spirit. It must come from the soul. You remember the Bible said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Mary knew, beloved, that, listen, her flesh wasn't going to magnify the Lord. And I believe that's what's wrong in a lot of so-called praise and worship. Somebody help me. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, real praise and real worship must come from within. It must come from the heart. It must come from the soul. And she honors the Lord. She said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. This is just my opinion. But I don't believe that Mary waited until she heard the good news. And I don't believe that she waited until she knew that she was carrying the Son of God to magnify the Lord. I don't believe she waited until then to rejoice in the Lord. I believe she knew him. Say amen. The Word of God said, you're highly favored among women. Amen. And I believe in order for that to be so, that young lady had to walk with God. Let me show you this. Not only do I see that she was a hearer, and do I see that she honored the Lord, but she was humble before the Lord. Look at verse 48. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. Beloved, listen, Christianity is the only religion where the way up is down. Amen. God said if we'll humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he would exalt us and do. I don't believe this woman found out she was carrying the Son of God and then humbled herself. I believe she was humble a long time before she realized she was carrying the Son of God. And there's a picture of humility here. He hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Thank God tonight. That's been over 2,000 years ago. And tonight here at Bible Way Baptist Church, we're still calling her blessed. She was a blessed woman, amen, to have the blessed privilege to carry the Son of God in her womb, amen, and nurture him and nurse him was a blessed privilege. And you go on down here and I see here, there was another place here. In verse number 52 that goes along with humility, he hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. I believe the scripture said of Jesus that he humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I believe Jesus humbled himself when he stood up from the right hand of God the Father. Amen. And was willing to come down here and take on a body of flesh like you and I have. Amen. Yet without sin. I believe it was humbling, amen, in order for him to save us, to come into this world. So we see she's a hearer. She's one that honors the Lord. She's one that's humble before the Lord. And the next thing that I notice in this Magnificat is the holiness of the Lord. Beloved, look at verse 49. She said, "For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." Listen, we're fixing to go into Christmas. Or I guess Monday a week, or Monday this coming week is Christmas. And you know, a lot of people are not going to take one thought of God's holiness. I'm telling you, he's still holy. I like the way Brother Michael prays in your holy, holy, holy name. He's the thrice holy God. You read the book of Isaiah, chapter number, let's see, I believe that's chapter number 50. No, that's not 53. What chapter is it? Chapter number 6, where the seraphims and the cherubims are crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," amen, which was and is to come. He's still holy. Mary realized that he was mighty and that he had done great things and that he was holy. Amen. A lot of people will worship God for what he's done, but fail to worship God just for who he is. The great thing about worshiping God for who he is, that never changes. He is holy. He was holy. He'll forever be holy. He is good. He was good, and he'll forever be good. Amen. Our circumstances may change from day to day, week to week, year to year, and they do, but our God does not change. He's worthy of worship and praise. Amen. He's holy. The Bible said here, his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. That word fear there is talking about a reverence, a reverential trust. Those that, beloved, understand the Word of God, the teaching that we're sinners. He's the Savior. We're not holy. He is holy. And we need him, amen, in order to be saved by the grace of God. His mercy is on them that fear him. And I love those words, from generation to generation. I looked at my granddaughter FaceTiming yesterday at Olivia. Olivia's 9, going on 19. Amen. But I tell you, God said she'll just fear him. She can have the same mercy Papaw has. If James will just fear him, he can have the same mercy, brother. Amen. Landon and Claire, they went caroling with us the other night. They'll just fear the Lord. They can enjoy the same mercy that Mom and Dad's enjoying tonight. Amen. Because he is a merciful God. I thank God for that. The next thing I see is kind of an opposite of what we've looked at already, in some sense, but I see the haughty. You know, there's people this Christmas season that are not humble. They're full of pride. Amen. And believe it or not, there's some people that Jesus will never even cross their mind this Christmas season. They're full of pride. I would dare say that some people decorate their house just trying to do something better than what the neighbor does. Amen. And I tell you, it's pitiful. I think the only people that ought to be keeping up with the Joneses are those whose last names is Jones. Amen. And the rest of us ought to just walk with God. Amen. And not be haughty. The Bible said he hath put down, verse 51, he hath shown strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. They're haughty. And the Bible said that pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. The Bible said, "These six things doth the Lord God hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him." And the first one in the list was a proud look. I'm telling you, God does not like pride. He hates pride. And the Bible said he put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. I wonder in Mary's day how many thought that they should have had the privilege. I wonder how many looked at her and said, "Well, why wasn't it me?" I'll say this to you. Elizabeth didn't have that attitude. You've got that right there in the Scripture.
Amen. She was just tickled to death to be there. And John the Baptist was just tickled to death to be a forerunner, wasn't he? He was so tickled when he heard the news, he leaped in his mother's womb. And God filled him with the Holy Ghost, amen, in his mother's womb. He wasn't haughty. God exalts them of low degree. He filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. And then in verse 54 is our next word. It's the word help. He hath hopen, he's helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. I'm glad, listen, Mary knew, Joseph knew, I believe the wise men knew, help was on the way. Amen. Jesus was fixing to come into the world, and he would be the Savior. He would be Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. He'll call his name Jesus because he's going to save their people from their sin. The Bible said he came unto his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. As we look at the Magnificat tonight, we see that she's a hearer. She honors God. She's a humble person. God is holy. God will take care of the haughty. You and I don't have to do that. And God will help his people in remembrance of his mercy. As he spake to our fathers, verse 55, and to Abraham and to his seed forever. And here's something that I want to bring to your attention tonight. The Lord spoke to my heart this afternoon about it. And Mary abode with her about 3 months. And I put down the word hospitality. Everybody ought to be looking for that this Christmas season. Just some way. This will be a hard word for me to say. Some way to be hospitable. Did it come out right? Did I spit it out right? Some way to show hospitality. Starting to feel like Brother Brian. I practice. Amen. Amen. It still didn't come out right. Some way to show hospitality to another. Amen. Elizabeth took Mary in. She stayed with her for 3 months. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. There was no jealousy, no envy. Amen. They were cousins, and it was a wonderful time, I believe. I believe they rejoiced together, don't you? Amen. And I thank God for that. Well, that's what was on my heart tonight, the Magnificat. I hope you'll read it again between now and Christmas. Miss Eve, we may read this on Christmas this time. I don't think we've ever... Last year, we read Isaiah 53 on Christmas Day. That's the first time we had done that. We try to read the Christmas story. Pretty good story right here that Mary is magnifying in her prayer. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for our people. Thank you for all the work, all the labor that's went in this month. Much of it, Lord, behind the scenes. But Lord, you saw it all. And Lord, I know you're speaking to hearts. God, I pray that you'll continue to do that. Keep your hand on us, our Father. Help us to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Help us, Lord, to just serve you with gladness till you come. Take us out of this world. Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us. I pray each one, Lord, will have a Merry Christmas. And Lord, I pray that you'll just give us a good day on Sunday. God, if it could be in your will, what a blessing it would be, Lord, just to get to see somebody. Just, Lord, just know what Christmas is really all about. Receive the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus our Lord. Lord, we love you and thank you for loving us. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. All of God's people said, amen. Amen.